We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious, merciful Father, today you give us again the assurance to trust and to believe that we have been baptized into your name, most holy, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Buried with Christ and dead to sin, we have your Spirit now within. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 6th chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the newborn child of Bethlehem and the Messiah, we have been baptized into Christ Jesus. That is the wonderful message, the wonderful proclamation on the second Sunday after Christmas as we celebrate not only the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also our own baptism by water and the Word through the regeneration power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have also been baptized into Christ Jesus. And then if I were to ask you this morning, do you know the date of your baptism? What would you say right now? Do you know the date of your baptism? Just like we remember the day of our birthday, the day we graduated from high school or university, our wedding anniversary, and so many other important events in our life. As a matter of fact, do we even know the meaning and significance of holy baptism? What does it mean to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Because for Jesus, his baptism was very meaningful and significant. It was a very important day in his life. It was the beginning of his 3-year public and messianic ministry. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, as he was being baptized by John in the Jordan River. After having lived with his parents, Mary and Joseph, in Nazareth, the district of Galilee, until the age of 30, Jesus was now ready to leave the comfort of his home and finally become the Messiah. As a matter of fact, we read in the gospel lesson for today, then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But at first, John hesitated and wasn't quite ready to baptize Jesus. John replied immediately, saying to Jesus, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? And what does Jesus say to John? Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, Jesus' baptism was necessary to fulfill all the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament so that he could now finally become the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And it was only after Jesus told John to go ahead and baptize him to fulfill all righteousness that he consented and baptize Jesus. We read in the gospel lesson for today, when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending and resting upon him. And behold, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. This is the only example really in the Bible where we see the three persons at the same time. The voice from heaven, God the Father, Jesus, God the Son in the river, and the Holy Spirit descending and resting upon Jesus. Yes, Jesus was not only loved and beloved by his parents, Joseph and Mary, but especially by his Father in heaven, as Jesus was now ready to become the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus made it very clear, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He, the Holy Spirit, has anointed me to preach good news. In the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 38, St. Luke writes, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. But unlike Jesus' baptism, ours is completely different. Jesus did not need to be baptized for the forgiveness of his sins because he was without sin, sinless and perfect. Both Son of God and Son of Man, Jesus' baptism ushered the beginning of his public ministry as he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. The confession of faith we made again in the Apostles' Creed, remember? Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Son of God, Son of Man. Perfect, without sin. Yes, unlike Jesus' baptism, ours is so different. As Paul writes in our text for today, listen to what he says. Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus? We're baptized into his death. Are we listening? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We were baptized into Christ. We were baptized into His death. In other words, when Christ suffered and finally I had died on the cross and said, "It is finished." Our sins were buried into His death through baptism, as Paul describes in our text for today. And we became a child of God and an heir of eternal life. Very simple, isn't it? Very easy to understand that. Through baptism, we were cleansed and freed from the power of sin, death, and the devil. We're children of God by the grace of God. As a matter of fact, without Jesus and the spiritual blessings we have received through baptism, we would be lost and we would have been condemned eternally without the gift of eternal life into the kingdom of heaven. But thanks be to God, the good news of the gospel, through the words of Paul, we have not only been baptized into His death, but just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we will also walk in newness of life by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit. You know, one of the things that we fail to emphasize in the Lutheran Church is the Holy Spirit. Yes, we talk about Jesus and we talk about being justified by grace through faith in Christ, but how important is the Holy Spirit? Very important. He lives in us. He's the one that brought us to faith in Jesus and keeps us in the faith in our Lord Jesus. In the short explanation of Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, the question is asked, what great and precious things are given in baptism? Think about it for just a moment. What are the blessings, the gifts we receive through baptism? Well, first of all, the forgiveness of our sins, right? Secondly, deliverance from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And finally, but not least, the wonderful promise of the gift of eternal life. Yes, through the sacrament of holy baptism, we have been born again by water and the Word, through the power of regeneration by the Holy Spirit, and become children of God, heirs of eternal life. The words of St. Paul in his letter to Titus. Listen to what Titus heard from Paul. He, God, saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. A lot of words, huh? A lot of theology. But when you go home today, read Paul's letter to Titus, the third chapter. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we today celebrate not only Jesus' baptism, which is very important, the beginning of His ministry, but our own baptism. We should celebrate baptism as we celebrate our birthdays, because through baptism we have become children of God. Just stop and think about that. Children of God. The people of God in this place, the communion of saints, and part of the Holy Christian Church. That is the good news for us today. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Did you listen to it? Baptized into Your name, most holy, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And listen to the next two lines of this verse. Buried with Christ and dead to sin, I have your Spirit now within. Yes, we have all been baptized into His name, Most Holy, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we can walk in newness of life by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit. God bless you and your family as we're just beginning another year in His name. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We thank God for baptism. Because of baptism, we're children of God. We are heirs of eternal life. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ in His name. And for His sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with all of us as we today remember our baptism. We have become children of God. We have heirs and the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.